Bill Shorten announced yesterday that should Labour win the next election, it would provide a compensation package for surviving members of the Stolen Generation from the Northern Territory and the ACT. It would apply to approximately 150 people, as well as creating a so-called National Healing Fund. Many have welcomed the move, but off the back of the damning Closing the Gap report released yesterday, some are asking if it is mere lip service to the Indigenous community. Daniel Butler reports.
Today marks 10 years since Kevin Rudd apologised to the surviving members of the Stolen Generation. It is a day of mixed emotions. While many in the Aboriginal community remember that day with pride and recognise the significance of the apology itself, just as many are compelled to point out the persisting disparities between white and black Australia. I spoke to Labor Senator for the Northern Territory and Yanyuwa woman Mulundiri McCarthy about Bill Shorten's proposed compensation package.
Federal Labor, in its first priority as a Labor government, will be to pay compensation to the Northern Territory and Jarvis Bay survivors, but also the compensation to the Healing Foundation for family members and extended family members, and just the whole process of constant healing that needs to continue.
The National Healing Fund forms part of the package. It is $10 million earmarked for counselling and family services for those still affected by the trauma. Is such an amount really enough?
The Healing Foundation funding is about furthering the progress and recognising the intergenerational trauma that has come as a result of the removal of Aboriginal children in this country. So it is a good first step, and we have to just continue from that point as a really positive step forward.
The idea of treating the intergenerational trauma experienced by many families of the Stolen Generation, of dealing with the wounds that still exist, seems of greater importance to some. I asked Ian Hamm, who works with the foundation that will administer the $10 million healing fund, if it was more significant than individual compensation.
Oh, look, it's a significant commitment to continuing the support needed for the stolen children, particularly the announcement of $10 million for the work of the Healing Foundation more broadly, because it recognises that this is intergenerational trauma that we're dealing with, and you can't just deal with what we have now, but recognise that this is spread over many generations and will take a deep commitment for a long time to resolve these issues.
Ian is a member of the Stolen Generation himself. Where would he like to see the compensation schemes go?
I'd like to see the states continue with their activities to support Stolen Generations and more broadly healing programs that the state jurisdictions have of their own. Certainly, I hope in relation to compensation, the Labor Party proposal is picked up by state jurisdictions, and they too look at the possibility of direct compensation in their own right.
But some are angry that the scheme applies only to Stolen Generation members from the NT and ACT. As Senator McCarthy explained, Labor's proposal covers those who miss out on state schemes. But what about Queensland, where no scheme yet exists? How do they feel about missing out?
Well, this is bloody outrageous.
This is Gracelyn Smallwood, Professor, Indigenous activist and advocate.
Queensland's so far behind in everything compared to other states. But Queensland had suffered terribly from the Stolen Generation, and why are they discriminating against Queensland and not the other states? I mean, it's just outrageous that they're not putting any compensation or a healing fund aside for the Stolen Gen in Queensland. You know, evidence-based research shows that there was just as many Stolen Generation in Queensland as there was in other states, or even more.
Why do you think Queensland has missed out?
Oh, look, that's a question that the government needs to be asked. You know, Queenslanders should all have the same compensation hearing package as all the other states.
But looking back on that apology from 10 years ago, Senator McCarthy is positive about the future. What does today mean to you? It's 10 years since the apology. As I said, coming off the back of a pretty disappointing Closing the Gap report yesterday, but also looking forward to what Bill Shorten has announced and what could possibly be in the future. How do you feel today as an Indigenous woman?
I am absolutely hopeful when I look at what we achieved 10 years ago, when thousands and thousands of Australians right across the country descended on Canberra and said, this is what we needed to hear. And I think not only as a Yanyuwa woman from Borroloola, but also as the Senator for the Northern Territory, I'm incredibly proud that our Parliament, the Parliament of the people, irrespective of what political persuasion you may be, that our Parliament, our Australian Parliament, is very capable of bringing all Australians together. And that moment in history on the 13th of February 2008 proved that.
Labor Senator Mulindiri McCarthy ending that report by Daniel Butler.